Now, there was a rumor going around that Mike Tyson was going to be appearing at the Republican National Convention, but Donald Trump squashed that rumor. We have Mike Tyson and Donald Trump on the phone right now. Thanks for calling in, guys.
It's an honor to have me, Mike.
I know, Donald.
I am also very glad at talking into the telephones using my mouth hole and whatnot as well, Mark.
Right. So, Donald, why won't you let Mike speak at the convention?
Yeah, I want to speakify on conventions and other types of things, you palooka. Now look, okay, I never said he couldn't speak at the convention. If he wants to give a speech, he's free to. I just have to approve it first.
You hear that, Mike?
I certainly does, Mark. And I just so happen I have a speech ready right here. My fellow Americans, I believe that Washington is broken. We need to shake things up. Okay, not bad. And we need to mercilessly beat all of the congressmen in the head and face until they do what we want them to do. Then we'll eat their faces right off.
Yikes.
Yeah, I see. I love your enthusiasm, Mike, but you may need to dial it down just a tad. Right, sorry about that. Back to readings with my eyeballs. Illegal immigration is a problem. We need to be tough, and we need to build a wall.
Not bad.
Yeah, I like where you're headed. Then we need to track down all of the illegal immigrants and bite off their ears and their fingers and spit their ears and fingers into the mouth.
Oh, God.
Then we need to throw them into a burlap sack and beat them with a lead pipe repeatedly.
Mike, please.
Yeah, again, you know, the first part of what you said was great, Mike. It was great. But I really need you to tap the brakes on the violence, okay? Especially in the later portions of your sentences. But violence is all I know and whatnot.
Yeah, but it's truly frightening, and it may cause you to lose some points with the folks at the convention, Mike.
Yeah, they tend to shy away from horrific, graphic threats of vicious beatings and murder, Mike. Fine. Okay. Last portion of my speeches, and I'll make some slight alterations and editings. In conclusion, Donald Trump is the right man for the job, and all of the people who don't like him need to not pay for their transgressions, and they definitely don't need me to come to the house dressed as Olaf from the movie Frozen, and then when I gain their trust and their children's trust, I certainly shouldn't take off my Olaf mask and yell, "Hey, kids, now your parents are going to pay." Then I won't grab one of the parents' hands and put it in a blender and set it to puree.
Mike, dear Lord, stop.
That's right. I've heard enough, Mike.
Thank you, Donald.
Yep, I actually like that last part. Congrats. You're going to speak at the convention. How quickly can you get to Rosie O'Donnell's house? I'm right on my way, Donald Trump says. Rosie's kids are going to be drinking their hands in no time.
Thanks for calling in, fellas.
Trump 2016. Hip, hip, hooray and stuff. In other words, finger protein shakes for everybody.